I was in New York City this week for the first time in 40 years. I know it sounds crazy, hard to believe. It's true. I was there for the Content Biz Marketing Sherpa Internet Conference about premium content, and it was just a fantastic conference. And I can tell you for a fact that there's a huge trend, and it doesn't seem to be going away, where people are finally understanding that if you want really good content on the Internet, sometimes you have to pay for it, not a lot. There's a lot of free stuff out there, but it's not always accurate. So that's a trend I don't think that's going to go away, and it's really kind of a good thing. It's like anything else. You know, if you want something that's really good, you generally have to work a little bit for it, and the same is true now with content on the Internet, and there's this explosion happening with audio content, so watch out for that. And in fact, I'm getting ready to experiment with some things, and you'll hear it first on WGRR. Okay, so I urge you to call 749-1035, 749-1035. Love to hear from you. I want to tell you a little bit about my trip to New York. It was kind of reminiscent of the movie Midnight Cowboy. If you remember, John Voight comes to New York, and he's just like a bumpkin. Well, I actually had flown into an airport about 30 miles north of New York City, White Plains, to visit a friend of mine earlier in the day. There weren't that many flights going into White Plains. And what happened is we goofed around during the day, and then we ate dinner at his house, and he put me on this train, one of the commuter trains, to go back to New York City. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I had never really been on a commuter train before, so we rushed, got to the station just in time. You know, they have a local train, they have the express, and I was able to get on to an express. So I get onto this train, and it's going down to the city. And about, 5 minutes into the ride, the conductor comes through the car, and I'm the only one in this car. And, you know, he had to be able to tell that I was just totally wet behind the ears. And I said, I've got a crazy question. And he just kind of grinned. I mean, here I've got my suitcase, like my briefcase. It's, it's 8:30 at night going to the city. So he already knew what the plan was. I mean, this guy's an experienced conductor. He just got a little grin on his face. And he said, well, there's no stupid questions. What is it? And now you got to understand, it's kind of dark outside, and you can't hardly see outside the train. At least I couldn't. It was really hard. I said, I'm a little worried about how I'm going to know that when we're at the stop, you know, where, how am I going to know that we're at Grand Central Station? And the guy just kind of laughed a little bit. He said, believe me. He says, you'll know. He said, the train comes to a stop, and we kind of turn the lights out, and we go through the cars to make sure everybody's there. Well, I had not been to Grand Central Station and not taken a commuter train before. I kind of thought that it would kind of go through Grand Central Station and just keep on going. What an idiot. Once the train stopped and I finally got out, I mean, literally, we were at the end of the track. I mean, the train can't go any farther. I mean, it's at the end of the track. So I could see now why that guy was kind of grinning and smiling at me. But it was really fascinating to get out of that train and walk up into Grand Central Station about 9:30 at night. And what a beehive of activity, even at nighttime. I could only imagine what it must be like at 8 o'clock in the morning during the week. It must be bedlam. But the inside of Grand Central Station was just spectacular, just absolutely amazing.